Luminous voice and buoyant stage of life. Okay, and then before that, we heard from Joni Pallotto. I think that's how you say it. And her CD is called Accidental Melody on Southport Records. And the selection we heard was Surrender. So, let's see. It's all original music on the CD. And she is playing keyboards and singing. You also have virtuoso guitarist Farik Haq. There's also an acoustic ensemble with percussionist Eric Hines, Juan Pastor, and Cajon, and percussion, the acoustic bass of John Christensen, and pianist Bradley Parker Sparrow. Thanks to the folks at Kate Smith Promotions for sending me that. This is a quote from Robert Silverstein, Roots and Music Report. Throughout Accidental Melody, Joni's vocals and songs serve as a kind of security blanket that virtually protects your mind and ego. Key to the songs are the inspiring melodies and arrangements, while her memorable vocals and lyrics seem to melt like butter on the warmth of the music. Some tracks offer emotional solace, while Joni's lyrics take you to the core of your being. That's quite nice. Well, we'll be hearing more from that. I think that brings... Oh, Cara Capanelli was the one before that, Speak Low. This CD is called So Near. And it's WMFO, Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So I have a notice here from the Belmont Food Pantry. And, of course, there are food pantries in almost every community. I just happened to have this one because I went to the Belmont Farmers Market last Thursday. And so you can check things out at their Facebook page, facebook.com/BFP Pantry or BelmontFoodPantry.org. And they're partnering with the Council on Aging, the Belmont Housing Authority, Belmont Helps, and many dedicated volunteers. So they, with all that, they're able to provide, continue to provide food to our clients on twice a month basis. That's important. And the things that they need, I think this applies to almost all of the food pantries. I'll just give you a little bit of the list. Non-perishable beef, chicken stew, chili, SpaghettiOs, canned fish and chicken, pasta, all kinds, tomato sauce and paste, macaroni and cheese, canned dry soup, canned vegetables, rice and grains, canned dried beans, slash condiments, canned fruit, snacks, peanut butter, jelly, slash tea and coffee, hot chocolate, evaporated milk, juices, cereal, oatmeal, pancake mix and syrup, box mixes, and sugar and flour. And also, they need toiletries and household items, including facial tissue, toilet paper, paper towels and napkins, toothpaste and toothbrush, shampoo, conditioner, feminine care items, liquid bar soap, shaving cream, razors, deodorant, dish, laundry detergent, and household cleaners. So if you can help out for the pantries in your community, that's a very good thing to do. And... Okay, I think that's good for now. Going to go to something from Laszlo Gardoni along with John Lockwood and Yoren Israel from his Close Connections CD. Okay, so I want to share with you a little snippet from Kol Chevra, the Seventh Yahrzeit. This is a book that's put out every year around my teachings of my Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Carbach, at the time of his passing, the Yahrzeit. And he says, "There are moments when the channels between my neshama and my heart have to be absolutely open, and I have to be able to listen to the deepest depths of my being." Whew. Just chew on that for a little bit. So there's an article in here from Sterna Citron, "A Word from the Family, My Uncle Shlomo." It's not everyone who grows up having a famous uncle. It gets you a lot of attention, especially when you tell them your uncle and your father are twins. I remember I was 9 years old and in Camp Amuna in the Catskills when we heard that Reb Shlomo was coming to pay us a visit. I suddenly became the darling of the counselors, who fawned on me and played with my hair and were my best friends. They thought this would give them a better chance of being noticed by him. It lasted that day and all through the concert that night. It was kind of fun. I can't say my sisters and I saw much of my uncle as children. Nevertheless, he was a presence in our lives. He and my father, Zatzal, would have long conversations on the phone. Nobody could understand them because they had their own language, as twins sometimes do. My mother, may she live and be well, apparently was let in on the secret language upon her engagement to my father. From time to time, we'd wake up in the morning, and there he would be, sleeping on the couch. He had come in late at night after my sisters and I had fallen asleep, too tired to wait for him anymore. He always had endearing words for us, like "Zucker zis, sweet like sugar," etc. Of course, wherever he went, he brought a suitcase full of Sephorim along, books. An avid learner all his life, he was the best Talmid in Torah, the Das. He devoured Sephorim like others do cookies. Then there was his music. His records, HaNeshama Lach, at the village gate in the palace of the king, were much beloved, not to mention much played by us Karlbach girls. They were some of the best parts of our childhood, as they were for many of my generation. Yes, my sisters and I loved his soulful music. My friends and I sang Shlomo's melodies in camp, at cookouts, at Shabbos afternoon get-togethers. Although for the record, I must admit that at our father's Shabbos table, we sang only the Hallel traditional Hasidic Nigunim. Shlomo was admired by my fellow Lubavitchers as well. Whenever he and his ever-present entourage appeared at a Farbrengen, he'd cause quite a stir. "Shlomo's here," the word would come around all the way to the woman's upstairs gallery. Yes, he was definitely endeared by the religious Jews. They respected him greatly, as I did and do, for bringing back countless Jews from the cults, from assimilation, and from indifference, and for giving up a private life and all its comforts to do it. There was one thing I must admit that I felt uncomfortable about. In his quest for the heart and soul of Yiddishkeit, Shlomo sometimes portrayed normative religious Jews as unspiritual, ritualistic, and cold. This caused some of his disciples to see things in an us and them kind of way, the us being the New Age spiritual Jews and the them being the spiritless religious Jews. This sometimes caused a dichotomy or a rift that really wasn't there, for Shlomo's spiritual message was indeed greatly appreciated by normal, quote-unquote, religious Jews. Ultimately, the religious Jews turned out to be among Shlomo's most ardent and steadfast admirers. On the day of Shlomo's Levaya, his funeral, it rained heavily. I was there. There was a smaller attendance than expected as a result, and even the people who came quickly grew discouraged and left. The ones who remained were mainly the Lubavitcher Hasidim and other religious Jews. They loved him and will always love him and be grateful to him for bringing joy to their lives with his songs, his charm, and his warmth. Well, I was at that Levaya, and it was hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of Jews in the streets of Upper West Side Manhattan. And I've never experienced anything like that before or since. Okay. Oops. Nope. Ah, that's what we want.
Please put your hands together and welcome back on stage the one and only Shlomo Kalibach.
חיכתה כמו למים, חיכתה לשמש לשקיעות שבים, ולגל שגעגוע חיכתה. בראשית כבר הייתה אהבה, וחיכתה שיהיו לשמיים, לשאת עיניים אל הכוכבים, וחיכתה גם לאדם וחווה. מישהו מחכה לך בבית, קרוב לכאן אולי באיזו פינה, מקום שתקראי לו בית, כשתיכנסי בו יהפוך לשלך. שכבר הייתה אהבה וחיכתה שכבר תמצא למנוח וחיכתה לי ילדים בחצר וגם לעץ לטפס ולנוח בצל בראשית כבר הייתה אהבה ואחריה כבר נברא לו הצער והדמעות והלב השבור ואחריהם הגיע נחמה מישהו מחכה לך בבית קרוב לכאן אולי באיזו פינה מקום שתקראי לו בית כשתיכנסי בו יהפוך לשלך
Israelu ya zoiru u le yochiv yoy mar yoy mar yoy mar khazak ish 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 Israelu ya zoiru u le yochiv yoy mar yoy mar yoy mar khazak
Yo have to
אותו ויאהבתו לרחוק כמוי חוזק כלל גודוי לא יבטו עירו ויאהבתו ויאהבתו לרחוק כמוי חוזק כלל גודוי לא יבטו עירו ויאהבתו ויאהבתו לרחוק כמוי חוזק כלל גודוי לא יבטו עירו ויאהבתו ויאהבתו לרחוק כמוי חוזק כלל גודוי לא יבטו עירו ויאהבתו לרחוק כמוי חוזק כלל גודוי לא יבטו עירו ויאהבתו ויאהבתו לרחוק כמוי חוזק כלל גודוי לא יבטו עירו
Wow, that's fun. Mandy Werdiger-ish on this CD called Chaverim on Ateret Records. Dan Rachel before that. And If You Will Come to Me is the name of the CD and Bereshit in the beginning. And we heard Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach before that. Lule, that's from his live in South Africa on Sojourn Records. I just see a notice that the free concert on June 21st, Boston, and streaming, Ezekiel's Wheels, Klezmer Band. Join us in the Boston Festival of New Jewish Music on Wednesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. for our installment of Beregovsky's Cholam. Beregovsky's Cholam pairs top artists from the Boston music scene with an archive of old Jewish melodies from the Vernadsky National Library of Ukraine to create new compositions, arrangements, performances based on our cultural heritage. We're the third and final group to perform in this series, following our good friends Albino Mabi and Fabiola Mendez at the BFNJM. The concert is free to attend here in Boston or streaming on Zoom, although donations are greatly welcomed by all of us. So that you can go to https://klezmerinstitute.org. Yeah, that's how you find it. Okay, and I was hoping to hear back from my folks at Jacob's Ladder. They have a new single out, and I don't know, maybe I just missed the CD because that happens. Let me just... hopefully they'll be coming up to the studio so we can hear that. Let's see if I can get this Jacob's Ladder. Okay, so they did not reply. They're probably very busy. So Ana Bakoach is available on all music platforms. Jacob's Ladder is the name of the group. And the release date was, where did it just go? I think it was a couple of days ago. Maybe it was June 1st. All right, so we go to something from Daniel Gill here.
Man must explore. Magnificent desolation.
Sofer,
حكاية بيروت حكاية الرصيف التعبان بالناس وبالحيطان وحكاية بيروت حكاية الرصيف التعبان بالناس وبالحيطان بالأمل العنيد
Okay, that was the legendary Fairuz, Yamina El Habayeb. And I'll just read a little bit of the liner notes. After the great Kalsum, no singer in the Arab world is as beloved as Lebanon's Fairuz. Born in Beirut, her adopted name means turquoise in Arabic, after the pitch, warmth, polish, and sensuality of her voice. Well, she certainly does have an incredible voice, Fairuz. I remember learning about her, I think when I lived in London. And I haven't played her for a long time, but what a gorgeous voice. And the arrangement is just, you know, it's quite fun. So we listened to Daniel Gill before that from the Four Worlds CD, Mizmor LeDavid. And Mendy Werdiger from Chaverim Ish. I think that's, yeah, we're up to date. All right, so we're going to continue on with something from Shefa Gold, Chance Encounters, here on the Voicemobile.
See Thank you.
All right, R.A. Fish, Gateway to Eternity. Great percussion there. We're going to go out with Yitzhak Perlman and Cancer Yitzhak, Meir Hofgaard, Shayibone Bass Hamigdash. And stay tuned for Chris and Derek coming soon. Let's see.
Soy mil fonejo. يوصي ملفونه
Show.